RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Surprise parties are a lot of fun, but a little difficult to arrange. Some come off as planned, and others don't. Tonight, Alice plans one for Phil, which does come off, but not in the way she expected. More about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. At last, you can have the advantage of a powerful radio, the conveniences of an electric clock, all in a clock radio no bigger than a clock. Now, RCA Victor brings you a completely new clock radio, the Personal. The new Personal combines a dependable RCA Victor radio with an accurate Telechron electric clock. And yet it's so small, you can actually hold it in one hand. This new RCA Victor Personal is versatile, too. It turns on a radio program automatically at any preset time. In the morning, for example, it can wake you to your favorite music show. If you doze off again, RCA Victor's new personal clock radio can remind you of the time, like this. Yes, 10 minutes after the radio automatically goes on, the personal's alarm can buzz to make sure you don't oversleep. And this tiny new clock radio is as much at home in the living room as the bedroom. There are no controls on the front to mar its modern beauty. It's the ideal clock radio for you. And it will make the perfect gift for those special people on your Christmas list. It's priced as low as $39.95. The price is slightly higher in the far west and south. See and try RCA Victor's completely new personal clock radio at your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Last week was Phil's birthday. Alice had planned on having a party for him, but unfortunately at the time he was away on a business trip. So Alice has arranged a surprise party for Phil tonight.
Gee, Alice, I'm all excited about this party we're having for Curly tonight. You sure he doesn't know anything about it?
No, he doesn't suspect a thing, Elliot. By the way, did you stop at the liquor store and get the case of champagne I asked you to pick up?
Well, naturally. I stopped there this morning.
Is it good champagne?
It was delicious.
Now look, before Phil comes down, I want to brief you again. The party starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I want you to get Phil out of the house.
Yeah.
For the next couple of hours so he won't see the guests when they arrive in costume.
Okay, I'll take care of that. But tell me, why are you having a costume party?
I know, I like them. They're very colorful. I'm dressing as Madame Butterfly. And wait till you see the costume I rented for Phil. I got him a Scotch Highlander's outfit with tam o' shanter and kilts.
Ooh, how exciting! Kilts for old knobby knees.
Gee, I forgot about his knees. Oh, well, the bagpipe will hide them. And I have a surprise for you, Elliot. I rented you a costume, too. I rented you a darling Peter Pan suit. What do you say to that?
Put up your dukes. We're going to have this out right now. I'm not going to wear no Peter Pan suit. I thought you might come up with something like this, so I brought my own costume.
Oh? What kind of costume?
A sailor suit. It's my old uniform that I wore when I was in the Navy with Curly.
Well, you can wear that if you want, but Phil's going to wear kilts, and that's final.
May I ask one question? How are you going to get Curly to put on kilts without him suspecting something?
Oh, I'll think of some way.
Look, would it be simpler to get Curly into his old Navy uniform?
Well, I can always fall back on that. But first, I'm going to try to get him into the kilts I rented. If we're subtle, I think maybe we...
Hey, Alice. Honey, where's my gray suit? I can't find it anyplace.
Well, you won't need it, Phil. I have wonderful news for you. Guess what?
What?
Your kilts just came back from the cleaner.
Well, it's about time they... Oh, this kid's been kicked by a Moscow mule. Hey, Elliot, come on. Let's get her out in the fresh air and walk her around the block a couple of times.
Surely there's nothing wrong with her.
Well, then why is she trying to get me to put on kilts?
I don't know. Silliest thing I ever heard. Forget it. Come on, let's you and I go for a walk.
Okay, let's go.
Aren't you going to put on your sailor suit?
Oh, sure, I... Elliot.
Hmm?
Why won't you let me take you to just one meeting? I never thought I'd see the day when I'd be the only sober one in the house. Why should I wear my old sailor suit?
I'm gonna wear mine. Look, I got it with me.
Huh?
We have to wear our sailor suits because... Oh, yeah, tonight's the reunion of our old shipmates.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
I just thought of it. I mean, I just remembered it. We have to be at Sailor's Hall in an hour. It's all the way down at the Navy Yard, so we'd better put our suits on and get ready to leave.
I'm with you, matey. Let's go aft and get into our blues.
Yeah.
See you a little later, honey.
But don't be too long.
We'll be back before you can sing Glowworm.
Glow, little glowworm. Gleam, little glowworm. Glimmer. Now's the time to flash your news before you blow your little fuse.
Glow, little glowworm, fly a fire. Glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Glow,
little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer.
Now aeronautical
boar
weevil
illuminate yon woods primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking.
I got a guy that I love so.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute best pocket Mazda, which you can make both slow or faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a guy that I love so.
Well, Curly, I got my sailor suit on. What's taking you so long?
I'm still buttoning. No wonder you got to serve a 3-year hitch in the Navy. Takes that long to button these pants. Hey, Elliot,
eh?
On the square, though, man, sure feels good to be back in uniform, don't it?
Yeah. You look good, Curly.
Sure. So do you. But then we always were two of the cutest gobs to step off the poop deck.
Yeah, these uniforms certainly bring back memories. Remember some of our shore leaves?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that night in San Diego?
San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the night that we... Ouch!
Hey, you remember the time we got the weekend off and went to Long Beach? First we went to a cocktail party, then to the USO, then you got an idea and we crashed the officers' club. Then we went moonlight swimming and we spent the whole of the next day at the beach. You remember that weekend?
Only up to the cocktail party.
That's remarkable. How do you remember the rest of our leave?
They told us about it at the court-martial.
Oh, man, we certainly lived it up in those days, didn't
we? Hey, Bella, you really look cute in your uniform.
You ain't bad yourself, baby. I got a six-hour pass, and maybe I could... Oh, Alice. Hey, honey. How do we look in our old Navy uniforms?
What time are you due back with the mothball fleet?
Landlubber.
Let's fire a shot across her bow.
Just a minute. Don't get into any beefs with her or she'll cancel her show or leave, mate. Remember, our shipmates are waiting. You may pipe me off the ship, Mr. Lewis.
Aye, aye, sir.
And away we go.
Wait a minute. Don't forget, I want you both back here at 8 o'clock.
What day?
Tonight. Elliot, make sure you get him back here.
Okay.
Come on, Elliot. Let's get out of here fast.
Hey, you know, Curly, we still make a couple of good-looking sailors.
Sure we do. When we walk down the street in these uniforms, man, we're going to knock them dead.
Anybody home? I brung the grog. Well, and where are the little Sea Scouts off to today?
Look, kid, do you know why we're wearing these sailor suits?
Because your brownie uniforms are being laundered.
These ain't play suits. These are regular Navy uniforms.
You mean they drafted you guys? Ooh, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
We ain't been drafted. These are our old uniforms that we wore in the war. We were heroes.
You said it. All during the war, we were right in the thick of the bottle. Battle.
Sea.
That's where you're wrong. Our ship was anchored 3 miles off the California shore, and night after night, we stuck at our posts. We had very important jobs.
That's right. You know what we were?
Blackjack dealers on a gambling ship.
No.
Deckhands on a live bait barge?
Julius, it's very bad manners to make fun of your elders. Does your mother know that you're always knocking me?
Oh, no. Mom wouldn't approve of that. She likes you. As a matter of fact, she said when I grow up, she hopes I'll be just like you.
Well, that's nice, but it's practically impossible, kid. There's only one chance in a million.
I like them odds.
Look, kid, I ain't gonna take
hey,
that.
Curly, we ain't got time to stand here and argue with the kid. We gotta get to our reunion.
Yeah, look, Julius, put the groceries in the kitchen and don't let my kids see you. They're eating. So long, kid. And away we go.
There goes a nice guy. He's got all the charm of an egg-stained beard. I better put this stuff in the kitchen.
Oh, hello, Julius.
Hiya, Miss Fay. Why is Mr. Harris wearing a sailor suit?
Oh, I tricked him into putting that suit on because we're having a surprise costume party for him tonight.
You're having a party and I wasn't invited?
Oh, I'm sorry, Julius, but this is for grown-ups and, well, you're too young.
That's what everybody tells me. I'm at an awkward age. I'm too young for adults' parties and I'm too old for kids' parties. I don't get to go no place. I'm just a piece of flotsam adrift on the social sea. Maybe I should just submerge and drown me miserable.
All right. I'll invite you. I even have a costume for you. A lovely Peter Pan outfit.
Oh, bless yous, Miss Fay. What time's the party?
8 o'clock. That's the time Mr. Lewis is bringing Mr. Harris back.
Hey, Elliot, we've been sitting in front of Sailor's Hall for 2 hours now. None of them guys have showed up. What happened?
I can't imagine.
Are you sure you got the right night?
That depends. What time is it?
10 days.
Wrong night. Let's go back to your house.
Not so fast. I don't get out of the house very often. Seems a shame to waste this sailor suit. There must be some place we can go.
I don't know. Alice wouldn't like your staying out on the wrong night.
She don't have to know it's a wrong night.
Curly, would you trick your wife? Would you deliberately tell her a falsehood just so you could have a night on the loose?
Well, yes.
Curly, that's a selfish attitude. I don't think it's proper for a married man to leave his wife alone all evening. After all, when you entered into the bonds of matrimony, you took upon yourself a responsibility that cannot be shirked. Now take my hand, son, and I shall lead you home to that little woman who sits and waits.
Oh, I gotta put this kid on a rack. He needs a lube job. Look, Elliot, maybe it isn't the wrong night. Maybe you made a mistake at the meeting place. Maybe the guys are waiting someplace else in the Navy Yard. Let's ask somebody. There must be some... Hey, wait a minute. There's a guy in a Navy uniform. I'll ask him.
Curly, he's a commander.
Well, he might know something anyway. Hey, bud, come in.
Are you addressing me, sailor?
Ain't nobody with you. Look, Buster, I just want to ask you a question.
When you're talking to a superior officer, stand at attention and salute.
Look, Mac, I'm 100 years old. I ain't got no time to play no games with you.
Do you realize whom you're talking to? I'm a commander.
Well, bully for you. Isn't that nice, Elliot?
Certainly is. I'm always glad to see a clean-cut young fella like this get ahead.
Me too. And if you polish the right brass, Commando, you're
going
to have...
You two step forward. I want to get a good look at you so I can... Oh, I got to talk to the draft board. They're sending us wrinkled ones now.
That's a nasty type remark. I don't have to...
Hey! What ship are you from?
The SS Lollipop.
Might as well humor him, Curly. Yeah, he insists on playing.
Yeah, let him roll.
How did you two ever get into the Navy? You're a disgrace to those uniforms.
What uniform? Oh, these sailor suits? Oh, I forgot we were wearing them. Hey, I'm sorry, sir. You see, it's a misunderstanding. You see, we're not in the Navy.
You're not in the Navy, and you're wearing uniforms?
Yeah.
Shore Patrol! Shore Patrol! Arrest these spies!
Wait a minute. We're not spies. Look, we're just wearing these uniforms because we're going to a reunion of our old shipmates. Isn't that right, Elliot?
No.
Then why are you wearing them?
I can't tell you. I've been sworn to secrecy.
That's all I wanted to know. Take them away, men.
Hey, look, Commander, you can't keep us in a brig like this. I tell you, we're not spies.
All I know is you were hanging around the Navy Yard wearing a uniform. Why?
Elliot, will you tell him why and stop saying it's a secret?
All right, I'll tell him.
Thank goodness. It's about time. Commander, he's ready to talk.
Very well. Why is this man wearing a sailor uniform?
Because he's too knock-kneed to wear his kilts.
Elliot, this is no time for bad jokes. This guy thinks we're spies for a foreign power. Please tell him why we're wearing these uniforms.
I can't, Curly. I'm sworn to secrecy on account of the party.
The party? You mean you two are
no,
members...
No, we ain't. I'm a loyal American citizen, and so is... You got your second papers yet, Elliot?
Yeah.
And so is he. Now, look, Commander, I'm not a spy. I'm Phil Harris. Just call my wife Alice Faye, and she'll come down and identify me.
You're married to Alice Faye? Well, if you can prove that, it might make a difference. I'll call her and get her down here.
No, don't call his wife. That'll spoil everything. Curly will see her dressed in...
Will you keep quiet? Don't you realize that when Alice gets here, she'll get us out of here?
But, Curly, I don't want Alice to get us out. It'll give away the whole...
Easy, boy. You're getting stir-crazy. Right. You better soothe your frayed little nerves with a song.
Would you?
And I sing with delight as I spend most the night neath that billowy ocean with you. Last night, I dreamed that I was down in the bottom of the sea, down in that salty water. And I met a maiden fair who had a cottage there. Of course, she didn't have it in her own name, but anyway, we had it. And she had a tale of a fish for a train, but whoa, now, whoa, how that gal could entertain. And what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my troubles in amongst the bubbles while she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow. Low, down in her seaweed bungalow. Wow, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my morals in amongst the corals that Minnie made a sucker out of me. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow. Low, down in her seaweed bungalow. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware.
Miss Faye, I like all the historical costumes. Caesar, Napoleon, Josephine.
I'll bet Mr. Harris will be surprised when he walks in and sees all these peculiar characters.
Are you kidding? These are tame compared to some of the things he sees in his Saturday night snake pit.
Do you think he'll recognize me in this Madame Butterfly costume?
Never. With that black wig and the makeup, you look just like a Japanese girl.
I wonder where Phil and Elliot are. It's almost 9 o'clock. Maybe that's them now. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Harris. You've got them where? In the brig. Oh, no. I'll be right down. Julius, I want you to drive me down to the Navy Yard.
Yeah, but Miss Faye, we're in costumes. I got me Peter Pan suit.
We don't have time to change. Come on, let's get down there.
Hey, Commander, look, when are you going to let us out of this brig?
As soon as your wife gets here and identifies you, she's on her way down.
Curly, you shouldn't have had them call Alice down here. It'll spoil everything. I hope when she gets here, she isn't dressed.
What kind of a crack is that?
I didn't mean that. Oh, well, you'll find out what I mean when Alice gets here.
I can't wait.
Neither can I. She was such a pretty thing when she was in pictures. I wonder...
Pardon me, Commander. May I see you privately, please?
Yes, of course. What is it, Seaman?
Alice Faye is outside.
She is? Tell me, what does she look like?
Best-looking Japanese girl I ever saw.
Japanese? I could have sworn when she was in pictures she was... Oh, well, it was so long ago, I could be wrong. Send her in. Harris, your wife is on her way in.
Well, thank goodness. Now we can get out of here.
I got here as fast as I could.
Well, it's about time you got here. Who's the geisha girl?
Don't you recognize me? I'm your wife.
You ain't my wife. I never saw you. Elliot.
Hmm?
When we were in the Navy, did we have shore leave in Japan?
Not that I remember. Of course, your band once appeared on the same bill with a Japanese tumbling act.
No. Look, lady, I don't know who you are, but you ain't my wife.
I didn't think she was Alice Faye.
But I am Alice Faye. I'm married to this man, and I'm taking him home with me. Come on, Phil.
Get away from me, Tokyo Rose. I'm in enough trouble.
I'm not Tokyo Rose.
Then why are you wearing that Japanese dress?
I'm Madame Butterfly.
I thought you said you were Alice Faye.
I usually am, but tonight I'm Madame Butterfly.
Oh, and I suppose tomorrow night you'll be Peter Pan.
Of course not. Peter Pan is outside in the car. He drove me over.
Oh, somebody's been spiking her sukiyaki.
Now, let me get this straight. You're Madame Butterfly, and Peter Pan drove you down. Now, tell me, where is Napoleon?
He's at home waiting for us to come back.
Is Josephine with him?
Yes, so is Caesar, Bluebeard, and General Grant.
Oh, she's a ripe one.
Curly, there's something you ought to know.
Will you tell me later? I want to see what they're going to do with this oriental cashew.
Madam, please sit down right here and relax. Guard, grab her.
Don't you dare touch me. Let me go. I tell you, I'm Alice Faye. You can't do this to me. You can't.
Look, Elliot.
Huh?
Why didn't Alice tell me that she was going to have this party for me instead of going through that whole thing down at the brig?
She wanted to surprise you, Curly. That's why I couldn't tell you either. Certainly is a nice party. Too bad Alice can't be here to enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll tell her all about it when they let her out of the observation ward in the morning. Now then, shall we have another go at the punch bowl?
And away we go.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. The biggest stars in show business want to visit you. The time, any day you choose. The place, your own living room on television. And you can see them best on big picture RCA Victor television, like the 21-inch Brookfield console. Here's a big reason. The handsome Brookfield, like all RCA Victor television, has the Magic Monitor. This exclusive system of electronic circuits acts like an engineer inside the set. It screens out static automatically, steps up power automatically, and automatically ties the best sound to the clearest picture. You'll also find the contemporary style Brookfield blends perfectly with your decorating scheme. See the 21-inch console at your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow. It's in RCA Victor's new line of quality television. Prices start as low as $199.95. Remember, every year more people buy RCA Victor than any other television.
This is Phil again. Every American is urged to participate at once in the Armed Forces Blood Donor Program. Our soldiers in Korea are giving their blood to save the lives of their wounded buddies. Can we at home do less? Call your local Red Cross headquarters and make an appointment to give a pint of your blood to save a life. Thanks, everyone, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Jack Mather. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley.
Say, honey, do you think there's anything to that talk about trips to the moon? I mean, the first thing you know, they'll be selling real estate up there.
Sure, but who'd want to live on the moon? No television.
What do you mean, no television? If there's a picture in the air, RCA Victor Television will pick it up.
Yes, but you know, Phil, television reception may vary from city to city, from block to block, and even from one side of the room to the other. Who'd install it? Who'd adjust and service it way up there?
Well, that's simple, Alice. You make sure that you've got an RCA Victor factory service contract.
Tonight, hear Theater Guild on the air over NBC.